Alright folks, buckle up. Today we're diving headfirst into something super crucial, something that affects every single one of us. Setting healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 and your own emotional tank is running on fumes? You know that feeling when you walk away from a conversation or interaction drained, even depleted? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. This podcast is all about reclaiming your energy, protecting your peace, and becoming the badass you were born to be. So, let's get real for a minute, because setting healthy boundaries isn't just some fluffy self-help concept, it's an essential skill for navigating life with grace, clarity, and yes, even a little bit of swagger. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries sounds kinda restrictive, doesn't it? But trust me, setting boundaries isn't about shutting people out or becoming a hermit in a cave, although sometimes a good cave retreat sounds pretty tempting. It's about saying yes to what nourishes your soul and no to what drains it. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house and start rummaging through your stuff, right? Boundaries, I like that they define the space you need to feel safe, secure, and respected. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to rock those boundaries. 1. Know yourself. This is where it all starts, folks. You gotta get in touch with your values, your needs, and what truly matters to you. What lights you up? What drains you? When do you feel energized? When do you feel depleted? Once you know yourself better, setting boundaries becomes a whole lot easier. 2. Practice saying no. This one is huge. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but saying no to things that don't align with your priorities or energy levels is a superpower. It's like reclaiming control of your time and attention. Remember, you don't have to explain yourself to everyone. A simple thanks for the offer, but I can't commit right now usually does the trick. 3. Communicate clearly. Fake boundaries are like leaky faucets that just let things spill over. Be direct, assertive, and clear about what you need and expect. If someone is constantly demanding your time or energy, let them know. I'm happy to help, but I also have other commitments. Maybe we can chat next week. 4. Protect your time. Your time is precious, it's non-renewable. Treat it with respect by scheduling time for things that matter to you, hobbies, self-care, spending time with loved ones. Don't be afraid to say no to commitments that drain your energy and prevent you from pursuing your passions. 5. Be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble, overcommit, or feel pressure to say yes even when you want to say no. Be patient with yourself, learn from those experiences, and keep practicing. Now, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Picture this. You're hanging out with friends, and one of them starts venting about their problems for the entire evening. You listen patiently, but you start feeling drained and overwhelmed. Your own thoughts and feelings get pushed aside. This is where boundaries come in. Instead of letting the conversation go on unchecked, try something like this. Hey friend's name, I care about you and want to be here for you, but I also need a little space to process my own stuff right now. Maybe we can catch up another time when I have more energy. See? A simple boundary statement that respects both your friend and your own needs. So, let's recap those key takeaways. Know yourself, practice saying no, communicate clearly, protect your time, and be kind to yourself throughout this journey. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about creating a life where you can thrive, feel empowered, and show up as your best self. Ready to take action? Go ahead and identify one area in your life where you need to set a healthier boundary. What's holding you back from doing so? How can you start communicating your needs more assertively? Share your thoughts with me on social media, I want to hear your stories. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for daily doses of stoic wisdom, real talk, and motivation to conquer your anxiety one step at a time. Until next time, stay calm, collected, and courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.